subtle ways. Augie and Me is also not a sequel in a traditional sense because there's no continuation of Augie's story, other than a brief fast-forward in Julian's chapter to the summer after fifth grade, which provides a nice coda to the Julian-Augie storyline. But other than that, readers don't find out what happens to Augie Pullman in the sixth grade or in high school or beyond. I can guarantee that that book, the de facto sequel, will never be written. And that's a good thing, folks. One of the most beautiful byproducts of writing Wonder is the amazing fan fiction it has generated. Teachers are using it in classrooms, asking students to get into character and write their own chapters on Augie or Summer or Jack. I've read stories devoted to Via, Justin, and Miranda, chapters written from Amos's point of view and Miles and Henry's. I've even read one child's very poignant short chapter from Daisy's point of view. But perhaps the most touching story writing I've read has been about Augie, with whom readers seem to have a passionate sense of involvement. I've had kids tell me how they know for sure that Augie will grow up to be an astronaut, or a teacher, or a veterinarian. They tell me these things with great, almost empirical authority, by the way. No dilly-dallying, no guesswork. So who am I to disagree with them? And why would I write a sequel that would limit all those options? Augie, as far as I'm concerned, has a bright and amazing future full of infinite possibilities,